Okay, maybe what we could do here before we go into the rest of your work history is talk a little bit about the South End while you when you first moved there and what it was like in Bridgeport in the 50s.
The South End, when I first moved in Bridgeport, the South End, it was, I would get off from work and the South End was, Bridgeport itself, I got off from work and I would take in and get in my car and I would drive down to Seaside Park mm-hmm. on a hot day. And I only closed my screen door. I wouldn't lock my door. And when I came back, all my stuff was there. Like, nobody never went into the house. And never broke into the house.
Whereabouts in the South End was
on Lafayette Street. Lafayette and South Avenue.
Yeah.
And then I would go to Seaside Park and I would fall asleep sometime, get up 8 and 9 o'clock. My money was still in my pocket. My screen door was only locked. Yeah. And nobody never went into your house in those days.
That's something. Just tell us a little bit about the neighborhood. What kind of people lived there?
It was a nice neighborhood. It was a lot of black and Italian people lived there. And but then when I came in the South End, I noticed we had a lot of young kids. And there were no recreation there. So there was a marina village.
Okay, yeah.
And they had a vacant cellar there. So I said to myself, this would be a good place to have a club for the kids, some place where they can go and have entertainment. So I formed a club down in the South End. I started with 30 kids. Then I wound up with about 250.
That many.
And I used my savings mostly to support this club, the South End Athletic Club.
And you had as many as 250 kids there at the time?
Yes.
And what sort of things would they do there? Was it like
we had a basketball team, we had a baseball team, we had games, we had ping pong, we had dancing, then we had we would fix some dinners on the weekends. We would have a party for them on the weekend, on Fridays. And we would have a place for them to have entertainment on the weekends when they're not in school. And after school, we would have a section that where they were being tutored and learned. You know, they had homework. We had people that would help them. And the most kids there out of that club became very successful. And we had a good relationship amongst the boys with the Bridgeport Police Department. And at that time, the police department was on Fairfield Avenue. And most of the policemen, they knew every kid in my club. And we had a very good relationship with them. And the kids would never get in, they would never get into trouble. The kids were very respectable, and I taught those kids how to be respectable.
And what was the name of this organization?
The South End Athletic Club.
And where did the people that worked with the kids come from? I mean, were these paid staff?
No,
or just...
there wasn't a paid staff, it was just a volunteer. They were volunteers. And mostly these was like young people that was younger guys than 20, 21, 23. After work, people would come and volunteer. Then we had some adults. Like my mother-in-law was one, and she would always do the cooking. And then we had other people that helped out, and the people in the neighborhood helped out. And we used to go around to the grocery stores, and they would give us donations for the club.
That's great. And this was when, back in the 50s?
Back in the 50s, yes.
And what did, let's say, when you weren't helping out here, which I'm sure took a big part of your time, what were some of the social activities like you'd engage in? I remember, you used to go to like Pleasure Beach, or were there dances?
Well, we used to take the kids. It was an individual donated an old car. And we would put the kids in the car, and we would go right around to the park. We would ride around to Bisley Park, Seaside Park. And we would go different places with the kids. And just to, we would take it, and then we had a one section, then I started teaching the kids boxing, how to box. Then we taught them basketball. And so there was always something that the kids had to do. There was always something for them to do.
Yeah.
And by keeping the kid busy, it kept the kids from being off the street. And we had a rule that any kid that got in trouble, he was automatically out of the club.
Oh, okay.
So, and we didn't allow any swearing, we didn't allow drinking, we did not allow smoking, and you had to respect any elderly person. Any elderly person said that one of the kids was trouble, you were out. You was a cast out. And that's what I always taught the kids, how to be respectful, how to love themselves and respect people, and you got to love yourself first of all before you can love anybody else.
So the club is made up of just the kids from the neighborhood?
Yes, kids from the neighborhood, and kids they were out of the neighborhood, you know. But there was no, we didn't care where they came from, as long as there was respectable kids.
So it was open to everybody?
It was open to everybody.
I guess what I'm getting at here, though, is what did you do for entertainment, just yourself, aside from, you know, all the time you were putting in with the athletic club? But, like, when you had a day off or something, what would you do? What was there to do in Bridgeport?
We went to the movies. We went watch the different ball. We would go down and watch the ball games. We would run track. We'd play basketball. But there, my life was donated mainly to the kids. My time, I had no time for myself.
I see.
I had no time for myself. After work, that was it. I got off of work at 3 o'clock, into the club. And I've devoted my time to the club 7 days a week.
And had you married yet?
No, I was single at that time.
I see.
And my wife and I was dating.
Tell us a little bit about that.
We was in a very good relationship. And I met my wife, and when I met her, I sort of said to myself, this is the young lady that I would like love what someday to get married to.
And you met her here in Bridgeport?
I met her here in Bridgeport. My wife is born and raised in Bridgeport. She was born and raised in the south end of Bridgeport.
And that's Gail.
Gail Johnson, yes.
And get Gail's name in there. Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, settling down, marrying, you know, or where would you go on a date?
Well,
before we get to the marriage,
where
are
we going today? At those times, we had the Warner Theater on State Street. Then we had the Lower Polite, we had the Majestic, we had the Strand Theater.
Those were downtown?
Those were downtown on the Main and Congress Street.
Oh, okay.
The Warner Theater was on State and Lafayette Street. I would take her to the movies, and that was take her to the movies, take her out to dinner, and that would. That was our entertainment, because she wasn't into dancing, she wasn't into going to clubs, and I never went to clubs because I didn't have time, and I didn't have time to spend with her doing a lot of things because I was mostly involved in the kids
and working.